Learning Masech the Sugya Daf Lamed and Amud Beis, starting the Sugya from Daf Lamed of Aleph, Amulur Avuna Lahanu of Ankeri. Avuna said to the peddlers, Kisavisnu Asa Meakam, when you buy a dasim from the Goyim, Loisig Zitu Atun, you don't cut them off. Elegzaizu Inu, they should cut it off. The Avulchu, and they should give it to you. My Tama, Stamav the Chom Gazlone Ratin Inu, most of the times the Goyim is still Karka, so a male of this Karka with Chayshish is stolen, the Karka ain't exalus. And what's the pshat? So you can't have yish b'kaina while it's still mechubal l'karka, because karka ain't nixelis. Rashi's lashon is kloy me nekli l'gazim mishum yish. Mishum yish. It's not shayach that should be kaina to the gazim with yish. Loyle mecheskes balei kaimi. It's always going to be mecheskes balei. So Gemara says hilchul gzizu inu. So let the goyim cut it. Kech lev yish b'alim biyadayu didu v'shinu rishus biyadaychu. So it should be yish b'alim in their rishus. And Shina Rishus in your Rishus. The Gemara says, what do you mean? If the Ksav Sefi goes to a Vankri, Levi Yish Baal Miyadayev, Shina Rishus Miyadon? Why can't the Vankri cut it off? And then it'll be Yish in their hands, and Shina Rishus in the Lekeach's hands. So the Gemara says, Shikha Mishana, the Vankri Gufayu. Problem was, how are the Vankri themselves going to be Eitzah Hadas? It's not going to have Yish and Shina Rishus. So then the Gemara says, what happened to the din of Shinui? Why don't you say Shinui Maisa? Why don't you say Shinui Hashem? The Gemara says Shinui Chayzu B'Yosai. It's not Shinui Hashem because Mikarinami. Well, I say Shana Karulei. That's the Sugya Sagamara. So Yishenim ask, what's the pshat? Here, that's the way you kind of. The Gemara apparently holds that Yish is not kind of. So it's a problem with Lechem. And Meli need Yish and Shinui Rishus to be kind of. So the only way it could be Yish and Shinui Rishus is if the Goyim are the ones that cut it off. But what happened to the psula mitzvah baba aveira? Now the Baal Amar here says a raya from this sugya that we don't pass on mitzvah baba aveira. Pass on like Shmuel that doesn't hold the mitzvah baba aveira. The Rambam also passes that way. The Rambam passes like Shmuel that Gozel is kasha beyond tefsheni because all mitzvah baba aveira. Not 100% clear if lefi the Rambam be a mishan to be a psula mitzvah baba aveira because anyway Gozel is pasuk usalachem. But I'll call upon him. And Baal Amar Zech holds there's no mitzvah over there altogether. Magamisha says that's how the Gainim paskin, and Gozel's Kashi Bet of Shein. And the Ravi Shein hold that the way. The Medayik and the Rif, who just brings the Mishnah Kutsurasa, doesn't bring the Shaktai of the Gemara, Vaisis Kapasik Vitani, and the Rosh, and Ravi Sheinim do paskin mitzvah over there. But that's one mahalach, that Enechanamin is a mitzvah over there, and this is a raya that we paskin, there's no psul mitzvah over there. The Ravid, who argues on the Baal Amar, he says that because there's no Aveira for the Avankari. I think what he means is that the Avankari didn't steal it, and it's already stolen beyond the guy. Not 100% sure, you can really say another Pshat in the Ravid. I think the Pashat Pshat in the Ravid is that Hagufa, you have Yish and Shinu Rishus for the Kenyan, and also, if the Gazlan's not using it, like if the guy steals and the vankri uses it, or if the vankri steals and someone else uses it, that's not mitzvah baba aveira. That's the sheet that's arrived. That misses in the Shulchan Aruch's book 2 days. In Siman Tav Reishim Tesef Aleph, halacha l'maisa. Someone steals a lulav, or a hadas, or a rav, or an esrik, and someone else wants to use it. Is he allowed to use it? Is he yaitz to the mitzvah? If he uses a lulav that he didn't steal, someone else stole it. So I think the Ravis holds that it's only the Gazlan. The Magen Avraham is right, the Rashi holds that way. Because Rashi says that this man Yom holds Yish greater like Kani, and that's why in Yish and Shur Shus, the Inami Kani, it will be a mitzvah above Aveira. So you see that we're having a problem with mitzvah above Aveira, and still by giving it to someone else, it would work. As is the Magen Avraham's Diyuk and Rashi. But other Rishonim that didn't hold that way, they l'chayre naming on that there is a din of mitzvah above there, even for someone else. I mean, again, let's say before Yish, like we'll see the other Teretzim, and that's the second day of the Shulchan Aruch. Both days are in Shulchan Aruch. As though we could say the Svaris HaMachlek is like this, we spoke in the previous year, and you said from the G'dayle Achreinim that mitzvah above there is a psul in the Chefza, that mitzvah above there is a psul in the Chefza. A Chefza has a shame, Gozel, and Memela, it's Pasul. So Mela, it doesn't matter who did the Aveira. If it's a din in the Maisa, so since I didn't do the Aveira, so for me, it's not a mitzvah of Aveira. But if it's a din in the Chefza, the Chefza, the Maisa, the Chefza, a Gozel, the Maisa and Aveira was done with the Chefza, so that gives it a shame Gozel for anyone to use it. Or you can really say a different word, that the fact that he's using it is an Aveira, because the Maisa is using something which doesn't belong to him, even though he wasn't the one that brought it out of the balance reshus, but maybe that's also mitzvah mavera. I'll kopon him. So that's the first teretz. The first teretz is, I think this is what the Ravid means, that hayyos, the gazlan's not using it, is no din mitzvah mavera, and that's taka adin, one of the shittas in Shulchan Aruch. The Gayan is mitzadid la'alacha that way, that Mishabur brings down, could be upaskin like the shita. It's a shayla. Now, the Dvon Liran Seyat Teretz, which already Taisus talks about, that the reason why it's not mitzvah b'avera is because once the gazlan is kainit, there's no longer mitzvah b'avera. So the emesin, by lulav, the only way you can mitzvah b'avera is before yish, or if you're yish like kani, but if a ganav is kainit, there's no longer mitzvah b'avera. That's what Taisus holds. Taisus talked about in Amun Aleph, that by carbon it's different, because by carbon, if the old yish is like kani, so then how is he going to be kind to the carbon? Ayde yish and the hektish, yish and shine Hashem. So the male, the hektish itself was the gairim to be meitzim rishus bailim, that makes it a mitzvah aveira even afterwards, because the whole hektish is bipsol. The hektish is done ayde aveira. But if the old yish is kind, yish kedi kind, yish is kind without the hektish. So once he's kind be yish, then enechinami. When the Gemara says gazel dumi de piseach, ma piseach less let the kanaf gazel less the kan the leishna of nei yish leishna achayish, it goes like the man the yom yish loy kani. If the old yish kani, that also works the mitzvah of aveira. That's not a mitzvah of aveira because you kind of be yish. If the old yish loy kani, so then the yish with the shinei Hashem with the hektish itself together is going to make a hektish. But the hektish came on your day the aveira that was mitzvah rishus bailim. That's why it's a psalm mitzvah of aveira. So that's the Ritva on the Rat. Rashi's Mavur not the way. Rashi's Mavur, that even if you're kind of Yish, it's still Mitzvah Bavir. That's Rashi's Mavur. Shinami Yish Kani, Mitzvah Bavir. And we'll speak about this soon. So now we have three Mahalchim. Either it is a Mitzvah Bavir, we don't pass a Mitzvah Bavir, or because the one who did the Gzeil is not the one using it, or third Pshat is, because once you're kind, it's no longer Mitzvah Bavir. The Ramban is a fourth Pshat. He says, the reason why it's not a Mitzvah Bavir is because the Goyim don't steal from Yidin. They stole from Goyim. When Achayshish, they stole from Yidin. When Astam, they stole from Goyim. So since they stole from Goyim, that's not called mitzvah b'aveir. The problem lechem, for lechem, you need yish and shini rishus. But stealing from Goyim, that wouldn't make it a mitzvah b'aveir. So the emphasis, I was bothered with the Ramban like this. I asked this kasha early on Daf Tes, and I think I have episode teretz here. The Ritva asked the kasha in the Gemara. Why does the Gemara say, let the Avankri cut it, or be Yish in their hands, and Shin Rishos in the Lekeach's hands? What happened to the Isav Gzela? Okay, you'll be Yitzah the Mitzvah. What happened to the Isav Gzela? You're now in a steal and have a Yish and Shin Rishos in the Yitzah. What happened to the Isav Gzela? So his verse is two Turutzah. First he says, Seika, it's Misekahu, it's a Suffolk. And the second Teretz he says is, that they stole from Goyim. And by Goyim, you certainly wouldn't have the Isser of Gzeil. I think it means like this, because Gazel Akim is only Usser when you're being Mafsidim. Here, the guy is long Miayishim, you never get Mafsidim, there's no way he'll be able to have it. Gazel of Yisroel will be Usser v'chagavna. Also, but Gazel Akim would not. So, what's his first Teretz? What does he mean, Sveikahu? So, it's a Suffolk, so. Why is it an Usser Misafik? What's his Teretz, Sveikahu? So, we spoke then a little bit. Is the aside from Reb Shimon Shkop and Shari Yeshe Sharei Perik Aleph that he says, how b'chlal are you allowed to keep money that you won because of Mitzvah V'Raya? Let's say you don't know if it's your money or not. But Bezin said, a Mitzvah V'Raya, you're allowed to keep it because the other, your Baldava doesn't have V'Raya, so Mitzvah V'Raya, you're the Muchzik, and merely you're allowed to keep it. Fekslich the Kasha, why don't you say it's a Safik Gazel, Safik the Raisel the Chumra? How are you allowed to keep it? As I did Shimon Shkop, he says, it's vaday not gezel, even if it's not yours. It might not be yours, but it's vaday not gezel, because what is the translation of gezel? What does gezel mean? Gezel means when you went kineged the dinei mishpatim of the money. If bezel with paskin, you can't do something, that by definition makes it gezel. But if bezel with paskin, then you could do it, so that's not gezel. See here, we're afraid maybe he stole it. Fine, let's say we've been afraid he stole it from a yid. Okay. But if Bezin would come, if any Yid would come and say, it's my land, and the guy would say, no, it's not, bring a raya that it's yours. Bezin, of course, paskin like the guy. They would paskin, the guy could keep the land. You need a raya. You need a raya that it's yours. You can't just say that he stole the land. So Mela, since he has a cheskes marakam, since he is the muchzik, so he wins. So Mela's not gezel for sure. So l'chayr, it's a kasha. So what's the Rishaynim's kasha? It's a mitzvah b'aveir. Where's the aveir? So you have to say, that if Kamesh Shmaya Gali, it's not you as it's Gezel, even though Halacha, you're not over the Issa Gezel, but Lamais it is Gezel because it's not yours, that also could be Mitzvah about Baveir. So it means even if it's Mutter, it's still Mitzvah about Baveir. So what's the Rabban's Teretz of Gai? A Gai means that it's Mutter. If it's a Gai, so there's no Gezel Akum. But Akapanim, why don't you say still it's a Gzela, still it's Mitzvah about Baveir? I saw this in the Mishnah of Aaron, Shal Shiva Simon Tess. That Imamish says this whole cheshbon. He says there's no issig zeila because you have a cheskes, you have a cheskes bail, you have a muchzik, and still, it could be called the mitzvah of aveira because the chevtsa, since mitzvah aveira is not a din in the maisa, it's a din in the chevtsa of maisa has a din gazel. You don't have an issig zeila, but the chevtsa is called gazel, and it'll be mitzvah of aveira. So I was wondering, so how come by gazel, how come you don't say the same thing? What's the difference Yisrael or Gai? So I thought the Teretz is, I saw, we spoke about them there, the Achiezer, Chaim Eizach, Elik Beisim, Memzayin, Eischas, and Dar Sameach, here in Hilchasukah, Perikei, Elocha, Chafei, that he wants to say that the Pshad is that even by Gai, it doesn't lie by Chayfetz HaGazel. It's only in Gazel if there's a Chiyav HaShava. By Gazel Akum, is no Chiyav HaShava, it doesn't have a Chaloshim Chayfetz HaGazel, and Memela, there's no Dimitzvah Aveir by Gazel Akum. By Gazel Yisrael, even if it's Mutter, even if you don't have an Issig Zela, but have a shame Gazel. Why? Because if we ever found out that it is it, so then, we'll buy a big Zela. So Mela, even though now you're not Mechuyiv, and you're Vade not over this Zela, but the Chefs is the Chefs, not Gazel, not Shein can buy a God. So these are the four Mahalchim are saying, how we take him Mitzvah Aveir. Either this Gemara holds no Mitzvah Aveir, or because it's a different person, not the Gazel using it, or because once you kain it, there's no din Mitzvah Aveir, or there are man's Mahalach, that by a Gazel Akum, that doesn't make a Mitzvah Aveir. Now, on the Ikka Shaila, if once you kain it, there's a Mitzvah Aveir. We're saying it's a Mechleikas Rishayim. Taisus brings down a Mechleikas Rishayim. He doesn't bring down the Rebbeinu Tam here in Sukkah. In other places he does. He references it here. But Taisus here in the Ridvan, the Ran here, hold, that's Mefurish in the Gemara, that once you kain it, there's a Mitzvah Aveir. What's the Raya? The next Gemara. The Gemara says, L'kinu V'shinu Maisa. L'kinu V'shinu Maisa. That would help for to be kind of, what happened to Mitzvah Baveir? Elamai, once you kind of Bishinim Aysam, is no longer Mitzvah Baveir. So the Chayra, that's fair. Rashi says in this Gemara that after years it's a Mitzvah Baveir, but still the Gemara says that by Shinui it would work. Why? If Rashi is saying that the reason why the Gemara wasn't saying Mechaniyish is first of all, Yish is not kind of, and second of all, even if it would be kind of, it's a Mitzvah Baveir, so how could the Gemara ask the Kasha from Shinui? Shinui, you should have the same problem Mitzvah Aveir. Bishlam, if you say it teretz, that by it's a gezel from a guy, it's no Mitzvah Aveir, or this Gemara doesn't hold the Mitzvah Aveir, so then it's good. But Rashi says, no, Rashi only needs to do it. Rashi says, it is a problem Mitzvah Aveir. Right? So, Elamai, if it belongs to someone else, like the Magen Avraham says, then it's not a Mitzvah Aveir for someone else to use it. But here, you want the Vankri to use it, and to be kind of Shinui. So what's the difference Yish and Shinui? How come by Yish the din is a Mitzvah Aveir, and by Shinui it's not a Mitzvah Aveir? So that Rav Aaron answers the Mishnah of Aaron in Shal Shiva Simon Tess that Mitzvah Aveir is a psul in the Chefsa. So Taisus holds, even it's a psul in the Chefsa, fine, and once you kain it, it no longer has a din Chefetz HaGazel. You got it through Gzela, but the Chefetz becomes Eis Gazel. Rashi says no, even if you kain it, it's still Gazel. It's Gazel and you kain it, it's still Gazel. It remains Gazel, period. It never loses its shame Gazel. But by Shina, that's a different story. We find by Esnan, that says, Heim v'lay Shiniyem, and the Gemara tells that suit to Shina Kaina. If you hold a man, the Yom is Shina Kaina. So who would then by Esnan, let's say someone gives a Esnan Zaina, she gives a wheat and she makes it into flour, or gives a olives and she makes it into oil, or grapes and makes it into wine, so she can use it for a carbon. Why? Because it's already a Shina. So you see, you have a psul in the Chefsa, but now you make a shina and the psul is gone. So who would then? That's the Gemara's kasha with Yinu b'shina ma'isa. The shina, it should be ice psul from the chavsa. So mele, you could also answer Taisa's kasha. Taisa's asked the kasha. The Gemara says it's a shina echayz libriyase. In fact, Taisa's a kasha. The Gemara says in Avakama, shina echayz libriyase is kind of because of the kanes hashavim. So mele, even the shina echayz was kind of because of the kanes hashavim. Taisa says, okay, but it's not kind of midiraisa, so maybe that's not good enough for lulav. But Taisha says that right is good enough for lulav, because the Gemara later on that from an aleph says that if someone steals schach and uses it, someone steals wood and uses it for schach, you don't. It's not a problem of sukkah gzula because of takanas hashavim. So you see, even takanas hashavim makes that you can use it for a sukkah. So how come here, meshina chayz zibriyasei, which has a din the yikaina as the kanas and shavim, why don't you save that a yikaina as a fekta is a kasha? So Baron, Rashi would answer the kasha. That the kanas and shavim doesn't make ice psul. That's taisa shitase as a kasha, because taisa holds once yikaina it is not mitzvah bevei anymore. So merely have a kasha even a bananat. But Rashi holds no, even if yikaina is mitzvah bevei. How come shini works? Because shini takes off the psul, but shini chayz doesn't take off the psul. So the kanas and shavim to be kind it wouldn't work. You're going to ask the kashas, how come my sukkah works? Even though you kaina, it's why is it still mitzvah aveir by sukkah? The Tari says, my sukkah, Chazal made a special takana that you shouldn't have to take apart the sukkah. So Chazal said it was yours from the very beginning. Chazal was mafkir, the whole shame zula made it yours l'mafreya. Here, shina chayz b'yasa, Chazal never made a takana specifically by lulav. So meila, ubay v'chevis ha-gazel, as shina is mafkir the psul, shina chayz b'yasa mafkir the psul, so you kaina it, but according to Rashi, it's still a mitzvah aveir. Hashem veil, when Chazal made a special takana by sukkah, that you shouldn't have to return the schakus of takana sheshavim, Chazal made it in a way that you'll be yaitzed in mitzvah sukkah, and that way, and they made it l'mafreya n'akzela. That's Rabbi Aaron Shtickel. Now, one more inyan also Rabbi Aaron explains the Geshmak Azach. La'alacha, we paskin that we hold the mitzvah by Bavir all 7 days, we paskin like Rabbi Yechanan, like we said, the Baal Lamar, and the Rambam paskins like Shmuel. We pass it like Rabbi Yechanan. But the Shulchan Aruch brings down a din that if you have a shinu maisa she'ena chayz b'rasi, why yaitz? Like you have a lulav and you make it, you sand it down, you smooth it out, but even then it's a shinu maisa she'ena chayz b'rasi, why yaitz? And that makars in this Gemara. There's no din of mitzvah b'mevei after the shinu, like we explained. Taisus holds because once you kind it's no mitzvah b'mevei, and Rashi would hold that once there's a shinu, is no mitzvah b'mevei. Fine. But the Shulchan Aruch paskins, they can make a bracha on it. And the Makar is from Taisus earlier. Taisus on Amun Aleph, by Hakanya B'Yish, asked the following kasha. When he says, as you say, that once you kain it, there's no longer a din of mitzvah over there. So he asks the kasha, and who would the new Bishra and Rashi once as a shinui? Because the Gemara says, the Gemara in the beginning of the ninth parak of Bava Kama, Geisel Kama, that it says, Havesha Gozel Sa'achitin, Tachna Losha, V'ofa Vifish Menachal, Ketzim Mavarach, Enzim Mavarach al Menoitz. Someone who steals Skitim, and he grinds it, and he kneads it, and he bakes it, and he takes challah from it, how can he make a bracha? That would be Menoitz. So the Shaila is, and the Gemara first wanted to bring a right that this bracha sold Shina Eina Kaina. And then the Gemara says, no, even if Shina Kaina, it's still a mitzvah about there. So you see that even if the one old shina kaina is still mitzvah b'aveira. So what's the pshat here? Now Sugi was saying that b'lknunu b'shina maisa won't be mitzvah b'aveira. Kamuvan, according to the Baal Amar, wouldn't be shver. The Baal Amar holds that agamar, that the gemar hinamid beis is going not like the man d'yal mitzvah b'aveira. But if you hold, we pass a mitzvah b'aveira and still shini works, so what do you do with the gemar in Bava Kama by Chala that says mitzvah b'aveira? So Taisus is suturas. In one Taisus is hasam d'chuyi ba'al mu. Really, that price the whole shina is ain't a kaina. It holds like the man the machine of kaima imedis. So the chuyah ba'alma. Inami, shani bracha, dikanami askar l'shem shemai. Bracha is different. Bracha is askar as Hashem. And the male of there, there'll be a din of mitzvah baba aveira even after a shina. So stand to be yetzah mitzvah, to bring a carbon to the yetzah mitzvah, luav, matzah, other mitzvahs. So there, once is a shinui, it's not the same chavitz that is stole. There'll be no din of mitzvah baba aveir. That's his mevurah from our sugya. But in that sugya is a bracha. A bracha is a whole different thing. To say a bracha, lemaisa, since it came from aveir, you can't be maskar shem shemayim on it. That's what Taisa says. And that's the psak halacha in Shulchan Aruch. In Simitav Reshem Tesef Aleph, that for bracha, even shina will be din of mitzvah baba aveir. So, ula achreinim asa kasha, the Maram Lublin, the Magen Avram, Simitav Reshem Tes, and kama v'kama achreinim. So why the Gemara ask Kasha v'leknenu b'shinu maisa? What's the Gemara's Kasha? But you can't make a bracha. He asks him, why should you, why shouldn't the Avankavi tell the Goyim to cut it off? Let the Avankavi themselves cut it off. And then be kind of b'shinu maisa. So my answer is the shinu chayz l'b'yasa. What's the Kasha? Even if it wouldn't be shinu chayz l'b'yasa, enoch and amli could be eitz for the mitzvah's lulav. But how about making a bracha? You won't be able to make a bracha. As I fagin al achreinim. And then it's a little bit more true. The Gayan holds that even after Yish and Shini Rishus, he can't make a bracha. That even if there's Yish and Shini Rishus, also he won't be able to make a bracha. So if a Gazlan steals something, and there's Yish, and you buy it from the Gazlan, so now it's yours, you don't have to return it, And there's no din of mitzvah ba'avera, the kuli alma, either because you kain it, or because it's the other person, but dash date and zur sugya. But lamaisi can't make a bracha. So, l'chayr, it's a pella. So in this Gemara, what do we do with the avankari? How'd everyone make a bracha? So the Gayin says that the chumra by bracha is by avada exhalo. Other chayinim also say it, zebekai v'zebekai. The chumra by bracha is by avada exhalo. If you know there's exhalo, so even though the shinai, or according to the Gayin, even by yish and shinai rishus, well, you could say he's not the one that stole it. But even if you say, yeah, even if someone else stole it, so by bracha, you can't make a bracha, that's all by avada exhalo. But here, it's just the chash of exhalo, they weren't machma for bracha. So the Mishnah's man explains a little bit better, al pi darkai, that the emes is like we said before. No one did an aveira here. No one did anything wrong. The halacha is in Hilchas Gezel. There's nothing wrong if a guy has a land. He's the muzik in the land. You think he might have stole it? Fine. But lemaisa it's a suffik and suffik mamun lekula. And the halacha is a maizkal v'raya. If no one has a raya, the guy has a right to have it, and you're allowed to buy it as vade nak zela. V'haraya, why wouldn't the Gemara be chayshish al zela? If there was any problem with zela, the Gemara should have mentioned it. What's the Gemara saying? V'lugzinu avankari, let the avankari cut it, because it should be yish in their hands, and shinu yishus in our hands. L'chayot is an isik zela. Teri says, no isik zela b'chlal. Not even a chash. As we explained according to Reb Shimon, that a yais, the guy is kind of smashed over Raya, there's no exhale. Even if Kamish Maya Gali is a gazlan. So Mela, what's the problem? What is the mitzvah b'aveir problem in this sugya? Like Yushainim and Mavur, there is a mitzvah b'aveir problem. That's why they bring a Raya, that Shina makes it ice mitzvah b'aveir. And Rashi also says mitzvah b'aveir. So what is the problem? I, there's no aveir. The Teretz says, but Sechef is a gazlan. Mitzvah b'aveir is a din in the Cheftza. Zokter Baron, the chumra by brachas of Einzim of Varachel Amanayit, that's a din in the Gavra. That's a din in the Maisa. That if the mitzvah came on your day, something wrong that you did, we don't want you to make a brach on it. But here, you didn't do anything wrong. The psalm, the chefs, is gone because of the shinui. The din brach is not a din in the chefs. Din brach is the Gavra. The din Gavra b'chol you don't have here because there's no issa, there's no aveira. That could be the oimik of what the Gayan means, that since it's a seker, they weren't machma, not stam, they weren't machma misafik, but the Pshat said, once it's a safik, it's bechlal no aveira, so b'tar is vaday, there's no problem, it's not the bracha, that's a baron shtickle.